Welcome to Let's Talk About Life, a podcast brought to you by LifePath. Donation can be a complicated subject, but it is really all about life. Spend a few minutes as we unravel the complexities of donation. Let's talk about life.
The last couple of weeks have been bittersweet at Life Bank as we bid adieu to our CEO and leader of 24 years, Gordon Bowen. As we learned in part one of this conversation, Gordon's entire career has been dedicated to organ, eye, and tissue donation for 38 years. He worked in just about every position in the field, from organ procurement coordinator to a regional administrator at the United Network for Organ Sharing, or UNOS. He landed in Cleveland in 2005 and became CEO of Life Bank in 2006. Gordon leaves a healthy legacy of thousands of lives saved and healed in Northeast Ohio. We continue our conversation and look at the future of donation and for him personally.
We can't talk about your career without mentioning the fabulous donor families that we work with. Each donor really is remarkable to us, but what would you like to say to those families? You know, over the years, we've developed friendships and very close relationships, but just to some of the families that we may not be personally connected to, what would you like to say to all the donor families that we've encountered over 24 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think thank you is just not the right word sometimes. Right. I think it's more than that. I mean, they were able to either, whether their loved one was a registered donor or they actually gave consent, we support them, right? I think one of the best things and one of the biggest, proudest things under my leadership was creating a bereavement service department where we have provided counseling and support groups, donor memorial services to all those families that need it, because people don't have to realize donation and transplantation would never happen without the donor family.
Absolutely.
And the recipients. You have to have both, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're right. Been so many, and I don't even want to name one. But again, at the end of the day is, you know, I love them all. They've all been great. They've all supported us at the walk and run, volunteers, telling a story to the community. Picture's worth a thousand words, right? We've always said that. And for me to go out into the community to speak, I always try to take a donor family or recipient with me if I'm on TV or radio, you know, whatever we're doing, because their story is what people want to hear. And I just wanted to personally thank them for helping make that decision to be a donor, to continually always supporting Life Bank, and to just let them know we have mission moments at every staff meeting. We make sure it's front and center to our staff while we're here for those waiting, always supporting the donor families, and they're never forgotten. And some of my best memories, wherever it may be, is tied to my relationship with this mission, the donors, the families, and those waiting.
Wonderful. If you had a crystal ball, what would you say the future holds for organ, eye, and tissue donation and transplantation? You still have that front row seat while you're here, and you're privy to a lot of things going on. As we've mentioned millions of times, Cleveland is really a hub for innovation and science. So what do you see as the future?
Yeah, Colleen, I think it's still very specialized. I mean, you know, I know when I took over 18 years ago, we had about, I don't know, 50, 60 employees, and now we're approaching 200.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just because we're so specialized. The cases are longer, dealing with hospitals, staffing shortages, you know, burnout. It's a tough job because we're dealing with really stressful situations. And I think we just got to continue to push that envelope, hire the best people, retain them, maintain them. It's all about customer service, that we're a visitor in the donor hospital. We need to always be there. We need to honor them, help them. They're short staffed. All donors are going to come from the hospital, right? And the community that we serve and promoting it, getting people registered. You've just got to be creative and innovative and come up with better ways to do that. And then I always say, eliminate the noise. There's a lot of noise out in the public about things that
for sure.
Either the transplant centers or the OPOs, a lot of regulation, legal issues, ethical issues. And I've always told the staff, whatever, just keep it in the four walls here, right? We're here to save and heal lives. We don't need to be distracted by external forces when we know we're doing the best we can to save and heal lives every day. We're putting the best teams together, best mission together, and the best relationships with the people in our community, right? Because when it comes down to it, these donor families and recipients are relying on us to help save lives, right? To save the life of the donor family, which we've heard many times, right? Donor
Correct.
Family members, and also those that are waiting. So you've got to continually be customer service oriented, internal and external. I don't know what the future holds. You know, there's a lot of regulations we're being held accounted to. But again, I think we just keep pushing the envelope, and we have a tremendous staff at LifeBank, always have, and we just need to continue to cherish that and to continue to build a strong team, maintain it, and because the sky's the limit, right? There's still people waiting, 3,000 people in Ohio waiting.
Right.
You know, and you think about there's just not enough donors to go around, and that's a travesty. There should be plenty.
Right. And I always think that they're the people really that we represent. They kind of are faceless people on a waiting list, you know, air quotes. But really, we're their voice. We're the people that are working for them. We don't know their stories particularly, but they're the ones that make me get up every day and do my best. And I think people don't always, they just seem like a kind of like a ghost out there, that there's some list of people waiting, but really they're friends, relatives, family, and who wants to lose anybody? You just don't.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, we always say our donor families are our heroes, but, you know, our LifeBank staff are unsung heroes too.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, it goes unnoticed. They're behind the scenes. They're up 48, 72 hours on a donor case. They're always available. They're always on call, you know, and we can never forget that. But sometimes that's forgotten, but they're heroes too.
Absolutely.
And I think that anyone in this industry, it's an opportunity like no other to say, like I said earlier, you get to go home and save and heal lives. You get to tell, and I don't care. And that's every department here.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
Whether you're on the front line, you're still tied to it. Like I always say, LifeBank donation, all a circle of life, right? It's all a big puzzle. And everybody here is a piece of that puzzle. And if one piece is missing, the puzzle doesn't look great. So we all have to come together and work together to build a strong team because people are relying on us.
I agree. 100%. I agree. I have such respect for so many of our colleagues that we get to see every day. They go out there and do things that kind of like that building, you know, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't get up on that roof. But, you know, I know that there's somebody else that is going to do that and be successful at it.
Yeah, pick your battles, right? You may not want to go over. There's other ways you can help, right? And there's other opportunities to volunteer and do stuff. And we've had that over the years from many, many of our volunteers, which are donor families and recipients, our own staff, the community. Everyone steps up and helps out when they can.
Yeah. We're going to switch gears to what the future looks like for you. You're going into retirement. You certainly have enough to keep you busy, your family, I know. So what do you think your next few years are going to look like?
You know what? We were talking earlier. I'm trying to get to the end of this year. I think, you know, when you get close to retirement, it's hard. You're in no man's land, right?
Right.
You know, you're trying to close out this year. You have a new CEO coming in. What I really want to do is support Katie, who's coming in. Katie Payne's coming in as the new CEO. Help her any way I can, transition, come in to keep this team. You know, you always say, I want to leave LifeBank better than I found it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have. But again, I want it to continue to grow. So whatever I can do to help the board and to help Katie be successful here, to help transition over there, I mean, I will be here as long as I necessarily, whether it's a phone call or whatever, to help that, because I don't want LifeBank to take a step backward. And I don't think it will.
Right.
And I think we'll continue to go. But for me, so often in this career, you miss a lot, right? I missed the birth of my first child because I was doing a transplant-related event.
Oh, my
goodness. So it was Kayla back in 1987. So you miss a lot. You miss recitals. You miss soccer game, you know. And now I got 7 grandkids, so I don't know if I'm going to be a coach, but I hope I can spend time with them that I may have missed out on my own children. Lisa and I want to travel and do some things. And I just don't know what all that's going to look like. I want to improve my golf game. I've got lots of friends you know, I'm going to spend time with my mom, who's not doing really well down in the Carolinas. So a lot going on. So I, you know what? It's like this job. You have to be flexible, and every day is different, and you just got to be creative. So I'll leave Life Bank with the fondest memories ever, right? The yeah. greatest people, the greatest stories, the best board, you know, and staff that I could ever wanted. And again, I just want to make sure that the baton gets passed to Katie so that she can take it to the next level.
You and I are big music lovers. We've always had that in common, and yep. we love many different genres of music. It's not just one. And thinking about your LinkedIn posts that you've done throughout the year, if you could sum up your career and your time here at Life Bank through a song, what song do you think would be?
How much time do you have? I'm trying to think. You and I have gone to concerts together, and you know my love for music, and I always try to pull lyrics into conversations and use those as analogies and stuff too. And actually, one of my passions, which I've been dabbling with, is writing songs or poems. It depends on who you talk to. So I've got 20, 30, 40 songs that I've kind of created, and some of them are some are kind of tied to donation, right? But you know, I guess I would leave with the fact, you know, probably Journey, "Don't Stop Believing."
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
That one just came to mind because I think you can't stop believing in the mission. You know, you have so many people relying on you. It's tough. It's a tough job to do, but it's so rewarding if you let it. And I think that, you know, in the days that we live in today, you know, people don't believe in a lot of stuff, you know, and I'm a believer in faith and fate and faith and God. And I mean, that's important to me and my family. But at the end of the day is... don't stop believing in your passion. And, you know, you and I love music. I will never stop loving music, mm-hmm. right? And I want to dabble in it. I just got a guitar, and I got it strung, and I don't even know how to play it. So, but again, I want to learn to play it, right? And
right.
I want to be able to dabble in that because I want to do something that I've never had time to do. And yeah. I think now I'll have time to do that. But I think this mission is the best mission in the world, and I just asked everyone just keep pushing forward and don't stop believing. Because I think, you know, if you do that, then people die waiting.
Absolutely.
And I think we can't afford that.
Wow. That's perfect. That was a perfect choice.
I don't know. That's one. We could pick many.
There are many.
I should have picked an Eagles song because you and I are Eagles fans, too.
Well, yeah. But that's okay. I'll take Journey. Journey's a great band.
Journey's great.
Is there anything, Gordon, that you want to share that I didn't ask or anything you want to say to our listeners? Is there anything you want to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, do everything you possibly can to get people registered. You know, if you're shy, you don't know how to go out and approach people. I think the key is that we need more registered donors. We need to make it easier for people to be a donor. And we need it to almost to be totally unacceptable not to be registered, right? How do you get that out there? Because you think about if we could just increase the registration rates and increase donation, whether it's DCD or brain death, we could eliminate this wait list.
Yeah.
There's no reason why there's 100,000 people waiting. It's just because we just need to continue to push. And I just ask people to just look outside the box. Always look outside the box for better ways to do things. Because when I leave, someone's going to come in. Things are going to be restructured. Things will be done differently. But if it's for the best, we need to do that because we have donor families and recipients, and those waiting rely on us to do the best we can. And volunteer, give back. We need more volunteers. We need more registrations. We need, you know, more and more people to say yes to donation. And I think that's if we could just do that, figure out better ways to do that, that makes life so much easier. Is because we never know when that day is going to come when we're going to meet the criteria to be an organ and tissue donor. And when that time comes, it'd be nice to have a yes than an unknown.
Right. Absolutely.
It makes it so
absolutely.
Much easier.
Yeah. It makes everything so much easier.
Right.
Especially on the families that yep. are left. You know that's what their wishes were. Well, Gordon, thank you so much for your time. It's a hectic week this week. We have a lot going on, but personally, it's been an honor. I consider you a friend, and we've been through a lot together in 20-something years, but I wish you all the best in your retirement. You're one of a kind, and I love you, and always will.
Well, you know, I love you, too, and I know you represent the recipient side of things, too, and I'm honored to have known you, and You're one of a kind, Colleen, and you and I go way back, and I wish you the best too, because certainly a dear friend, and I know we've got a lot of memories behind us, and they can never take those away from us.
No, they can't. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will all certainly miss Gordon greatly, but we appreciate the solid foundation that he has left for our new CEO, Katie Payne, to build upon. We want to take this moment to thank you for listening to Let's Talk About Life and all the phenomenal guests we have had this season. Wow, it's been wonderful. We also wish each and everyone a very happy holiday season and a healthy, happy new year. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk About Life. If you have questions about today's podcast, reach out to us at info@lifebank.org. Take a few minutes to do something heroic and register to be an organ donor by saying yes at lifebank.org. Literally, someone's life is depending on it.